Hello and welcome to today's episode, where we're diving into a topic that's reshaping how many of us handle our finances, the impact of social media on our financial decisions. Now, you might think of social media as just a place for staying connected or being entertained, but it's also become a powerful tool influencing how we manage our money. From platforms like Instagram to TikTok and even X, formerly known as Twitter. These social media sites are not just about sharing life moments. They're subtly, yet powerfully, steering the way we think about money. So, today, we're breaking down how exactly this influence plays out. We're focusing on two main ways social media affects our financial behavior. First up is social media-driven financial education. This is where platforms become mini classrooms, offering quick, often bite-sized lessons on money management. Picture influencers explaining the magic of compound interest in a snappy 60-second video. Then, their social comparison through social media, where the curated, often glamorous highlights of others' lives can significantly sway our spending habits. These aren't just abstract ideas. They're the day-to-day realities for billions of users across the globe. Now, let's dig a little deeper and see how these two aspects compare on some key criteria. When we look at influence on spending habits, social comparison tends to drive impulsive spending far more than educational content. Over several months of observing user behavior, it's clear that engaging with influencer content can lead to a marked increase in purchases. You know that feeling, seeing a viral trend and suddenly thinking, "I need that too." It's the classic keeping up with the Joneses, but on a global scale. In fact, recent data shows that nearly half of Gen Z use social media for shopping inspiration, and a striking 58% have made purchases based on something they saw online. It's not just about wanting new things. It's also about the pressure of lifestyle inflation that social media effortlessly fuels. When it comes to improving financial literacy, social media-driven financial education has a real edge. These platforms offer accessible tips and strategies that traditional finance often struggles to convey in an engaging way. It's genuinely exciting to see complex financial topics broken down into easy-to-understand formats. However, and this is a crucial point, there's a huge risk of misinformation. A survey from 2024 highlighted that more than half of high school students who use social media for financial info aren't always confident in distinguishing between good advice and bad. While influencers are making financial topics more engaging, remember that the quality of advice can be wildly inconsistent. So, always cross-reference with established financial institutions or academic sources. Now, let's talk about long-term financial planning. Here, educational content, when vetted, often provides a much better foundation. It teaches principles, not just trends. Social comparison, on the other hand, can set you up for disappointment with unrealistic goals based on others' perfectly curated lifestyles. It can be tough to plan for the future when your feed is constantly showing you the latest must-have gadget or an exotic vacation that seems just out of reach. In terms of user engagement and retention, social comparison takes the lead. It's simply more entertaining, emotionally charged, and let's admit it, often addictive. People around the world spend over 14 billion hours on social media every day, with the average person dedicating more than one full waking day each week to scrolling. But while this high engagement keeps us hooked, it doesn't always translate into positive financial behavior. In fact, it can often have the opposite effect. Peer influence is another significant factor. Social comparison leverages this heavily. It can have both positive and negative impacts on financial decisions. For example, a majority of millennials say they bought something based on a friend's social media recommendation, but this same dynamic can lead to significant debt as people try to keep up. So, where does each approach really shine? Well, in scenarios where users are looking for quick and practical financial tips, social media-driven financial education is the go-to. It's particularly effective for younger generations seeking to boost their understanding of concepts like budgeting or saving. On the other hand, if you're into analyzing market trends, gauging consumer sentiment, or finding new financial strategies, social comparison might be more your speed. But remember, it should always be approached with a critical eye. Think of it as a tool for observation, not a guide for your spending. Now, let's weigh the pros and cons. Social media-driven financial education offers incredible accessibility with a vast variety of content that has the potential to genuinely empower. However, the risk of misinformation is significant, and the content can often be surface level, lacking the depth needed for true understanding. As for social comparison through social media, it provides unparalleled engagement and is excellent for spotting trends. It can even motivate us when we see friends achieving financial milestones, but it actively encourages impulsive spending and can lead to financial dissatisfaction because of unrealistic comparisons. So, who should choose what? If you're a financial literacy seeker, I'd absolutely recommend opting for social media-driven financial education. It's a great fit if you need structured, digestible information and are willing to sift through content critically. Always checking with reliable sources. Look for content from certified financial planners or established educational institutions that have a social presence. Now, if you're a trend enthusiast and have strong financial discipline, social comparison could be your tool. But proceed with extreme caution. Use it for market insights, not as a personal spending blueprint. To wrap things up, navigating these social media influences depends entirely on your personal financial goals and your ability to discern credible content from noise. If you're looking for structured guidance and improved literacy, educational content is undoubtedly your best ally. However, if you're driven by trends and peer influence, social comparison might resonate more with your current habits, but it requires a disciplined and self-aware approach to avoid significant pitfalls. As many millennials and Gen Z are already turning to social media for financial advice, it's crucial to approach these platforms with both curiosity and caution. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time, keep those financial goals in sight.